On the February 27th edition of WINA's Best Seat in the House, Jed Williams had Ben D'Alessandro of TheSaber.com and the BD Basketball School on the show. Jed and Ben broke down this week's Virginia-Virginia Tech basketball game and took listener calls.
We are back on this Tuesday. We're presented by Churchill Homes, building homes for your lifestyle with thoughtful design and attention to detail. Churchill Homes, quality, integrity, teamwork. Ben D'Alessandro from TheSaber.com and the BD Basketball School with us back in studio. It's Hardcore Hoops on the Tuesday Best Seat on WINA. That means your chance to go one-on-one and talketh some hoops with a hoops doctor. So let's go. 977-1070, 977-1070, 1-800-688-9462. I've got some prizes in the closet. We're going to empty those at the end of the show. We'll draw one winner from all of our pool of callers tonight, and somebody will walk out with the Creating Wellness Assessment, $195 worth from the Virginia Institute of Chiropractic, a dry-fit Nike shirt from the University of Virginia, and Casella's lunch for two. Open phone lines, there's your invitation. But beyond that, it's a great chance to talk the game, to ask about Virginia, to look back at Georgia Tech, to preview Virginia Tech, et cetera, et cetera. 977-1070. BD, how you doing, brother? Nice to see you.
It's good to be back.
Well, first of all, we're going to get you're building a great tournament and a great event locally as you put together your school, and I think just teach the game at a grassroots level. Let's start right there. Let's start with what you're doing, the project you've got coming up, because I know you feel very passionate, and it's a great vision by you and the local community.
Well, what we're trying to do is raise money in this community for youth who cannot afford to attend camps in this area, not specifically necessarily my programs, but or the programs we run through our basketball school, but also other enrichment type positive educational summer camp opportunities, and make it available to anyone. Mm-hmm. That price should not be a factor. And last year we raised almost $10,000, and all we did last year was basically open up to the community a scholarship dinner. They paid for a plate. Casella's did the whole thing.
Okay.
They did a great job. We held it at ACAC right there, and they have a brand new arena there and a basketball arena, and we had tables out and we had speakers. Matt Blunden came and spoke. Mm-hmm. As you know, was the high school coach at Monticello, and
sure,
obviously a great athlete here. Dan Bonner came and spoke. So we had a lot of key community pretty well-known figures come in and sort of vouch for our philosophy, what we've done over the years to help kids. But now we've sort of expanded who we're trying to benefit, and we're searching for, honestly, if there's anyone out there listening, partners who run sort of summer programs type thing that could kind of link with us as we raise funds so that we could provide opportunities for kids either to attend camps that we run or any camp in this area.
Yeah, and that providing resources, providing facilities, all those kind
exactly.
of things.
Exactly. So now, in addition to the dinner, we are going to hold a 3-on-3 tournament.
Right.
We're in the process of finding sponsors for this tournament, as well as, you know, anyone who signs up, all proceeds that they would pay to register would go automatically to this foundation.
That's right.
So anyway, that's the idea. It's going to be April 21st. And
perfect. If people want to get involved and want to contact you, let's talk about that right now. How do they do that then?
Well, they can reach me at 434-242-7729, and we're going to have all this information posted online, I want to say Thursday or Friday of this week.
And the website's bdbasketball.com.
bdbasketball.com, which should be up in the next day or two.
Awesome.
With this new opportunity, and you'll see the logo up there. We're calling it Seville Hoops 3-on-3.
Perfect.
So Seville Hoops 3-on-3 will be April 21st.
For local youth.
For local. Well, now, this is also going to include 18 and over league,
okay,
Jed.
So
you,
hey baby,
and your whole crew,
right,
Gottschalk, the whole crew can
Mancini,
show up. Mancini,
this guy can
jacking from three,
ram jam from
absolutely
everywhere.
I was wet from three the other day.
Absolutely.
For the record,
you were what?
Wet.
Is that how the boys on the playground talk these days?
That's how you talk.
I don't know what this
Mancini's
is.
Mancini's from the ghetto. You didn't realize that?
Now Herndon, Virginia.
Yeah,
that's
the rough neighborhood.
That's the other side of the tracks right there. All right, let's plow through some phone calls for Ben D'Alessandro. 977-1070 on a cell phone. Jimmy is first up on line one. Hi, Jimmy.
How you doing?
Good to talk to you. What's going on?
Good. I came in kind of late, so you may have already talked about this, but one quick comment. Ben did a great job on that on the Saber, on that scouting report for the games. I have to say that.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Awesome.
And the second thing is, you were talking about players and teams that can't win on the road. So I kind of got late, so maybe you talked about this already, but there's no substitute for talent. you know, teams that are very talented tend to win a little bit more on the road. I guess confidence in their ability, knowing that they're good, I think it means a lot.
Jimmy, I'm going to bounce it off Ben right now, okay? Thank you, sir. Dave Leto has talked about teams that win on the road usually do so in one of two fashions. They're very seasoned and very experienced, or they're just exceptionally talented. How do you view talent in the overall formula of winning on the road?
Well, I think Coach Leto and Jimmy are both making a good point. You know, and I reference Coach Wooden all the time, John Wooden, and they used to say, you know, what qualities are you looking for in a team? And you always think character, you know, work. And he says talent. That's the number one thing I want on my team is talent. So I think that's extremely important. I think the other thing stylistically for this team is you depend on things that you can repeat. Mm-hmm. You depend on things that that you can do regularly. And I think one of the challenges, if you're looking at Coach Leto's comment about experience and seasoned players, which may not exist for Virginia, if you're looking at you know, our personnel, and you're looking at talent comparable to the rest of the league, in addition to our style, which is really, you know, scoring a lot from the perimeter, a difficult shot, a lot of times end up being late in the shot clock or quick shots off transition, and scoring off penetration and getting to the free throw line. You know, I think that first ingredient is one of those things that's difficult to replicate at times and difficult to depend on over the course of a season, especially when you go into a hostile environment. Mm-hmm. So, you know, Georgia Tech, I don't know what their road record is. I think they're having...
Not good. One this year at Florida State.
Okay, so, I mean, it kind of pretty much, you can turn the tables on the last game we played at home.
Yeah.
You know, where we won at home and Georgia Tech had everything going their way, but couldn't quite get over the hump.
Yeah. So, more on this coming up. Yeah, because there's a lot of balancing the... Like Carolina has a preponderance of talent, but they've lost some road games that many think maybe they shouldn't. And so how do you, with Carolina, reconcile the total lack of experience with the total overwhelming amount of talent?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think talent's probably more important than experience.
Okay.
Honestly, you know, to sort of, you know, bolster your point, Jimmy, I think that it's one of those things where if you got better players, you know, and I mentioned this when I commented before the Miami game. Mm-hmm. I don't know who read that scouting report, but it was not your typical scouting report. It was pretty much a commentary on how to sort of sustain winning over time. Not that I'm an expert on this sort of thing, but I mean, talent is the number one. If you just look at paper, my players are better than your players, then we should win. You know, plain and simple. And obviously it bodes well for your team, whether you're at home, but especially on the road, you need every advantage you can get.
And that's why Carolina, even with a young team, is winning more than it's losing because of the talent away from Chapel Hill.
Absolutely.
Let's go to Greg real quickly on line two. Hey, Greg, thanks for holding on.
Hey, Jed, how are you guys doing? Hey, Ben.
We're
hey,
well. Hey, Greg, how you doing?
Why do you think Virginia has such trouble in inbounding the ball on the side and underneath the basket? I know Dave addressed it last night in the coach's show and talked about, well, we've only had two or three turnovers, but it just seems like every time we inbound the ball underneath the basket, it's an adventure.
That's your territory. Take it.
Yeah, I think that's a great question. I think that one of the main things that I've noticed about this team is we're not a great screening team. We do a lot of dribble penetration, a lot of not even penetrating dribbles. We do a lot of what I call perimeter dribbles, where we dribble around the perimeter. And the most effective way to create problems for the defense is with the use of the screen. The defense, not to get too technical, but has certain rules. When the ball's here and my man's here, I need to be here. When the ball moves here and my man moves here, I need to be here. So a screen, I'll simply put, gets in the way of that proper execution defensively. So I think, by and large, in general, I don't think we're a tremendous screening team, and I think it makes it difficult. You know, when you're standing on the baseline trying to get the ball in and the defense is locked in and ready, it makes it difficult to get the ball in with the use of a screen. And the screen requires two things. It requires a strong, low, solid screener, and it requires an intelligent cutter who sets his man up and comes off. And, you know, and this isn't a disparaging remark on Virginia, but I don't see them as a great screening team. I think they're a very good shooting team, when it comes down to especially their two main guns, and pretty good off the dribble. But as far as moving the ball and getting guys open with the use of the screen, I don't think they're extremely effective.
So what would you do then with this team at this point in the season where it could come down to one or two baskets that could mean the difference between winning or losing? What would you do if you didn't have it? At this point in the season, you're not going to teach them to be good screeners.
Yeah.
So
how do you
what
compensate?
Would you do?
Right, here we go.
Well, that last part, you said you can't teach them to be good screeners. That's true and that's false. I think if you're looking at your team at this point in the season, you're saying, okay, what are we flawed? What are we not great at? But what can we correct? I think inbounds execution is something that you actually can correct. I think it's one of those things. It's not like rebounding that you can just, you know, if you're not a great rebounding team throughout the course of the year, it's hard to kind of turn that around. But if you're looking at a minute detail like this one, specific to, say, a screening emphasis at this point in the season, hey, guys, we've got to relieve pressure for Sean. We've got to relieve pressure for JR. We've got to, you know, a great way to get a big guy open is with the use of a screen. And I don't know if you've noticed, but we have a difficult time getting the ball in other guys' hands, especially in places where they can score. So a lot of times the screen's effective not only getting the cutter open, but also the screener open. But to answer your question, I think it's one of those things where, hey, guys, this is an area that we're not good in. And, you know, most coaches will take that opportunity to pretty much carry out what we call breakdown drills, where you will break down a screening action by a screener and a cutter and then bring that back and put it in the whole picture sort of thing as you're working on your inbound sets. Another possibility is, and this might be sort of a large scale sort of throw out the kitchen sink type thing, but is to introduce new inbounds plays. Because at this point in the season, you know, speaking from personal experience, if it was my scout and I was watching a game, I could pretty much anticipate almost exactly what the play was going to be from the sideline of the opposing team. And I'd be able to stand up and call that out. So there might be some merit to thinking about, hey, let's emphasize the screening, the proper screen, how it should be executed, and let's introduce some plays, some new plays that might throw the other team, you know, off balance somewhat.
Or the same play from the same set, but with counters.
Well, exactly. Now you're talking about reading. And a lot of times that'll, and this is another thing. When you're talking about a team that's a good screening team, you're talking about a team that can read well. And that's where you're actually removing some structure, from the situation. In other words, it's not a robotic, I go here, you go here, I screen for you, you go. It's a kind of thing where the defense plays it this way. Well, then we both react this way. The passer reads it. So,
which requires a lot of poise and a lot of intellect by your guys.
Well, the other way to do that is, as a coach, is say, we ran play X. They guarded it this way. So now what we're going to do is we're going to run XC, which means X counter. So now we anticipate what the defense is doing and how they're guarding this particular play, and now we're going to run counter play to that action and try to take advantage of the way they're playing it.
Greg, we got to run.
Good point, though, Greg.
Greg, we got to run to break. That's awesome stuff, though.
Thanks
for calling in. Now that, kids, is hardcore hoops. That's chess, right? See, you like that because that's basketball chess right there.
Absolutely. More callers like Greg.
There you go.
Get me going.
More callers like Greg and like Jimmy before him. We've got open phone lines. We're giving away a prize package at the end of the show, including the Creating Wellness Assessment, a Casella's Lunch, and also a Virginia Dry Fit T-shirt. Open phone lines, 977-1070. We continue with your calls for Ben next.